Rich Dad, Poor Dad. What the rich teach their kids about money that the poor and middle class do not. Author, Robert T. Kiyosaki. I had two dads. One was rich and the other was poor. One was highly educated and smart with a PhD. The other dad left school by 8th grade. Both dads were successful. They were hard workers and earned high incomes, but their sustainability of a lifestyle was not the same. One struggled financially throughout his life, while the other became one of the richest men in Hawaii. Both of them, however, were strong, charismatic, and influential. Both gave me advice, but their advices were different. Both relied strongly on education, but did not give me the same recommendation. There was a big difference in their point of view about money. One said, "The love of money is the root of all evil," while the other always told me, "Lack of money is the root of all evil." The difference is not a superficial one. Because the concept of money is not taught in schools, we learn it at home. This will raise an important question. What will a poor parent teach his or her sons and daughters? They will teach them to stay in school and study hard, so the student graduates with an A grade, but with a low grade of financial programming. They are excellent in social and professional skills, but do not have any financial skills. The six lessons. Lesson 1. The rich don't work for money. Money works for them. For the majority of people, when it comes to money, they tend to play the safe game with the fear instead of passion, so that they become poor or stuck in the middle class. This fear has more than one reason: fear of not paying the bills, fear of being fired, fear of lack of money, or fear of starting a new challenge. By time, most people become slaves to money, and then they get angry at their managers. They're stuck in a treadmill of fear of having no money. Then they work to earn money. When they earn money, they begin to pay their bills, and their greed for purchasing arises. Then they spend what they earn and become afraid again and again and again. Lesson 2. Why teach financial literacy? Money without financial intelligence is money earned to be paid as bills and other liabilities. Another critical aspect is sustaining the earned money for the upcoming generations. The main reason why learning financial skills is critical is that even though the majority of people learn in schools, professional skills which help them to earn money, they don't know how to spend it. They don't know the differences between assets and liabilities. The rule in this area is so simple. Rich people acquired assets, while the poor and middle class acquire liabilities, but they think they acquire assets. Lesson 3. Mind your own business. To achieve financial security, one needs to have his or her own business. To achieve financial security, you need to have your own business. This business relies mainly on assets as a source of income. The first rule is to know the difference between an asset and a liability, and to invest in assets. The rich focus on their assets instead of focusing on their income statements, so the prescription is to lower your expenses, reduce your liabilities, and invest in solid assets. Lesson 4. The history and power of corporation. According to the history of taxes, the Robin Hood's theory of economics relies on the concept of taking from the rich and giving to the poor. The problem is in the government's appetite for more and more money, which leads to great taxes paid by the middle class, not the rich. Parallel to that concept of taxes, an approach of starting corporations began. There was an opportunity for the rich to be richer through corporations, which became popular in the days of sailing ships. They started corporations as vehicles to minimize the risk of assets in each trip. They invested money in corporation to finance the trips, then hired a crew to sail to New York to look for the treasures. If the ship was lost or sunk, the crew lost their lives. But the rich, all they lost was the money they invested. If you work for money, this means that the power is up to the owner, not to you. But when you know how to make money work for you, each dollar in your asset becomes a great employee for you. Lesson 5. The rich invent money. A rich person, with high financial IQ, is someone who has the technical knowledge and courage, as fear is the main enemy of financial growth. Without taking risk, one cannot gain power and brilliance. So why are high financial IQ persons risk takers? Because if you take risk, you will achieve greater prosperity. If you aren't a risk taker, you will suffer from a frightening periods of ups and downs in your financial status. Lesson 6. Work to learn. Don't work for money. The only skill that most people know that has a great effect on learning money is working hard to achieve job security and financial stability. This is the main concern for the highly educated poor dad. But when it comes to the rich dad, learning is the main concern, and the main skill is a combination of accounting, investing, marketing, and law. According to the rich dad, leadership is what you need to learn next, so that one must work to learn, not work to earn. In conclusion, you have to learn from both dads. Both ways are effective. Learn from the rich dad how to be more of a capitalist, who likes a game of dollars, Learn from the Rich Dad. Learn from the Rich Dad how to be more of a capitalist who likes the game of dollar makes dollar. At the same time, learn from the highly educated dad how to be more socialist to close the gap between the haves and the not-haves. Overcoming obstacles. There are five main obstacles you may face even after being financially literate. Number one, fear. To handle fear, you have to be more focused than balanced, especially at the beginning. Two, cynicism. Most people are poor because of their doubt of losing and the preference to be safe. Analysis is the main exit from this rat race, as it allows people to see the threats of their decisions and also see the opportunities behind their risky steps. 3. Rich Dad never thinks with "I can't afford it" mentality. Instead, he always emphasizes on thinking for alternatives by searching for answers to the "How can I afford it?" question. 4. Bad habits. To have a healthy financial state, you must have good financial habits. 5. Arrogance. Many people use arrogance to try to hide their own ignorance. So when you are ignorant in a certain field, start to learn by finding an expert in that field, or find a book or an online course on the subject. Getting started. To raise your financial intelligence, you need to know these steps for high financial IQ. 1. Have a reason greater than reality. Do more than just having a job. You need to be free enough to take the risk of having your own life. 2. Choose daily. With every dollar we get in our hands, we hold the power to choose our future to be rich, poor, or middle class. 3. Invest first in learning. The only and the most important asset we all have is our mind. So you have to invest in yourself first, then to buy other investments. 4. Choose friends carefully. This does not mean to choose friends by their bank statements. It means to choose friends close to your business to know updated information. You want to hear about the next boom. Get in and get out before the next bust. I'm not saying do it illegally, but the sooner you know, the better your chances are for profits, with minimal risk. That is what friends are for, and that is a financial intelligence. 5. Master a formula, then learn a new one. The main principle in this tip is the saying, you become what you study, so you have to be careful to choose what you put in your head. It's not how much you learn, but how fast you learn. This is the new formula for success, and not the old formula, which is working hard for money. 6. Pay yourself first. It's all about self-discipline. You must have control to be rich, to be a good entrepreneur, and to gain more money. Do not focus on the product, service, or widget, but instead focus on managerial skills. 7. Pay your brokers well. Pay professionals well, because if the people are professionals, their services should make you money. And the more money they make, the more money you'll make. Information is priceless, and a good broker gives you advice which will educate you and save money and effort, so they help you earn money. The real skill is to manage and pay well the people who are smarter than you in some technical area. That's why companies have a board of directors. You should have one too. 8. Manage the risk. People who are risk avoiders prefer to put their money in banks to save it for the long term. This is a good approach, but it's not the best. The best is to make investments but with a managed risk by increasing assets to ensure a high return on investment. 9. Assets buy luxuries. It's about how to use money to your benefit, not against you, so that money becomes a powerful resource. If your financial IQ is low, you'll run out of money. You have to be a master of money, not a slave to it. 10. The need for heroes. When it comes to investing, too many people make it sound hard. Instead, find heroes who make it look easy. Those heroes are not only your team, but also highly skilled investors who act as role models and a source of motivation.